King David Kalakaua probably never imagined what Hawaiian Telcom, the company he started, would be facing in this pandemic. We spoke to Sue Shin, who was recently named president and general manager of the company, about the company's experience with the COVID crisis and the demand for its services.
To say we weren't worried would be stretching the truth. I think that, you know, no one has ever experienced anything like this, ever. And so we certainly were concerned, but in a lot of ways, it's not very different from what our team does every day, right, day in and day out. We have a 24/7 network operations center that is fully staffed all the time, and their jobs are really to continuously monitor our network statewide, to identify issues, look at trends, right? So really the way we work in that fashion didn't change. Certainly the way that our customers and the state was using our network changed. We didn't see any negative impact. So I'll throw out some stats for you that I think are a little bit interesting. They were interesting to me. So of course, we were starting to worry about and prepare for increased traffic, right, because of the stay-at-home orders. And we knew that kids were going to have to be online learning. And so as we monitored it, what we noticed was that internet traffic increased up to 50% during peak hours during the day. So that's from about 11 in the morning till about 3 in the afternoon. So what we saw was that internet traffic increased about 50% during the peak hours. So that's during the day from about 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then we also saw the traffic increase at night about 30%. In a typical, normal, non-COVID environment, right, in sort of the residential community, you'll see the peaks be more at night because people are at work during the day and then they go home at night and maybe they're online shopping or maybe they're, you know, streaming their favorite web streaming thing, right? So what we saw was that overall traffic from some of the key content providers, right, like the Amazon, Microsoft, Netflix, that grew about 33% over the previous month, so, right, so pre-COVID month. And I guess this part was not very surprising, but gaming traffic, like Twitch, Origin, Blizzard, we saw that traffic increase about 100% in April and May over pre-COVID months.
Wow.
So that kind of gives you a sense of what folks were doing in those sort of early COVID months, right? So really interesting, but our network overall, we didn't see major issues as a result of the increased traffic. It has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, we've invested so much over the years in fiber. We've invested over $500 million in deploying our fiber network. And I think HPR did a story when we invested in our Southeast Asia, U.S. undersea fiber project, which provides undersea broadband capacity, right, from Asia to Hawaii and then Hawaii to the West Coast. Because it's kind of one of those things that people don't realize, but when you're on the internet, it's not just right on island fiber infrastructure that you need, right? We need that traffic to be able to go all around the world. So that subsea trans-Pacific fiber is really, really critical for us to be able to continue to provide connectivity to the state.
So that early investment helped to situate you folks?
Absolutely. And it's not just early investment. You know, the CUS cable was fairly recent. It's ongoing investment is what we need to be able to do. And we're continuing to invest in fiber, right? That $500 million in fiber investment, that's really what took us from that old legacy phone company to Hawaii's technology leader that we are today, right?
And then you folks are also partnering with Google for the wireless mesh system, correct?
Yes, and that is, for folks that are less technical out there, I think what people are used to are those Wi-Fi routers, you know, the ones that have the little like antenna-looking things that stick out. But what the Google product does is it's a mesh technology. Like I said, instead of the traditional black routers with the antennas, you have these smaller devices that you place throughout your home, and it provides a much better Wi-Fi experience. And one of the things that's interesting is, as an internet service provider, lots of times what people don't realize is the service you get from us, from Hawaiian Telcom, for example, that's a hardline service, right? And then you hook up your Wi-Fi router, but most people are surfing the web and watching, you know, Netflix maybe on their iPad or something. That's not getting it from that direct hardline connection anymore. You're getting it over your Wi-Fi router in your home. So depending on how robust and good and strong that Wi-Fi router is, your service, your experience with our service is going to be very different.
So the idea is that with Google Mesh, you'll just have a more robust wireless system in your home.
Absolutely. And that's part of the reason why we realize that the way that our customers interact with the service they're getting from us is changing. And so Wi-Fi is an integral part of a customer's experience with our service. You can't separate the two anymore. That's why we're offering this premier service, which includes the Google Wi-Fi product, but also will optimize your Wi-Fi within your home.
It's been interesting because we've done several stories on how folks have fared working remotely and with distance learning. And it just varies based on your situation. If you're in an apartment building and if you have kids who are into gaming, then everybody's fighting for, I've got my Zoom meeting or whatever it is you've got to deal with, with your work time. And you have a family and so you've had some experience, I think, probably with both those issues. So have you folks seen an increase in your customers saying, oh, I need to expand my broadband or get a more robust signal?
Yes, we actually have, both on the business side, so with our business customers, as well as with our residential, our consumer customers. So in March and April, we actually saw a 20% increase in orders for both internet and voice services, including bandwidth upgrades, right? And so as people started to work from home, as you mentioned, their kids are home and they're all competing for that same amount of bandwidth, it just maybe wasn't enough. And so our customers were calling to increase their speed, increase that bandwidth that they're getting from us, again, both from the business customers as well as from our consumer customers. So that was a trend that we saw in those early months. And then it started to kind of taper off to normal as people settled into their new normal, right?
Anything else that you can share just about, where the company is situated? We know you've, had ownership changes.
The COVID thing was definitely not something that anybody could have anticipated, but I think that our ability to really move to a work from home environment quickly, and I guess we certainly feel really, really fortunate, especially as we see, the unemployment rate. So we definitely are concerned, right? Our overall economy definitely has an impact on all businesses, all residents in Hawaii. So we watch that really, really carefully. I think our acquisition is going to be a good thing for both Hawaiian Telcom as well as for Hawaii. I mentioned earlier about our fiber investment and our ability to continue to serve our customers really without skipping a beat during COVID has to do with that investment. And this acquisition will only allow us to do that. In other words, invest in fiber faster. We hope to really get almost the entire state on fiber to the premise.
That was Sue Shin, President and General Manager of Hawaiian Telcom, talking about the added demand on its systems during this time of great disruption. The company did offer free internet services to Hawaii schools, and its employees took up a collection and donated $22,000 to help feed needy students during this crisis.